ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. బ్రహ్మచారీ గురుకులే వసన్ దంతో గురోర్పితం ఆచరణ్ దాసువన్ నీశో గురౌ సుదృఢ సౌహృదః. బ్రహ్మచారీ గురుకులే వసందంతో గురుహితం ఆచరణ్ దాసవన్ నీచో గురౌ సుదృఢ సౌహృదః. బ్రహ్మచారీ గురుకులే వసందంతో గురోర్హితం ఆచరణ్ దాసవన్ నీచో గురౌ సుదృఢ సౌహృదః.
Translation. Narada Muni continued to speak that the students should completely practice how to control the senses, be submissive, firmly, in friendly attitude upon the spiritual master. With great vow, the brahmachari should live at Gurukula only for the benefit of the guru.
Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanta Guru Hitam Acharan Dasabat Nika Guru Sudhira Saurika. So, as it is stated that human life is meant for tapasya, austerity, tapasya. Kapo Vibhang Pautra Kajina Suddhita Satya, that this human form of life is meant for tapasya, not to live like cats and dogs. That is not human form of life. And tapasya, austerity, begins from brahmacharya. Tapasya brahmacharyena samena gamena pa. This is tapasya. Brahmacharya means restraining sex life. Celibate. That is brahmacharya. So when one is serious about advancement of spiritual consciousness, he must live under the control of the guru to learn how to become brahmacharya. This is meant for him. The whole Vedic civilization is on the basis of controlling the senses. The yoga practice, it is also meant for controlling the senses. Yoga, indriya sangha, by some artificial bodily exercise, one can control the senses. That is called yoga. But one who becomes directly a devotee, his sense control is automatically done. It is devote. Bhakti parasanu bhava virakti annatrasya. If one is devotee, then he does not like anything material. And the sex enjoyment is the topmost pleasure in this material world. So naturally, one who is devotee, he doesn't require to practice brahmacharya separately. Param dishtani vatsate. Because sex pleasure may be very nice in this material world, but when one gets a sense of spiritual pleasure, then this pleasure becomes abominable. It is said by Jamuna Chagra, Jadavati mama chitta krishna padara vindayo navarabhathamaram tumasi Jadavati vatanari sangame bhavati mukhavitara sustu nishtivansa. Since I have begun to understand Krishna consciousness and getting relish then, since then, when I think of Bhatanari Sangam, sex pleasure with all that, I spite on it and my mouth becomes dark. Like that. Actually, it is the position. But because we are under the spell of Maya, we are captivated, bewildered, that after sex life, not only human beings, but anyone who is living within this material world, beginning from Brahma down to the smallest insect, everyone is after sex life. We have heard that even Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they become sexually excited. It is said that Lord Brahma was enchanted by his daughter. What to speak of others? This material world is so, bewildering that sometimes the first class person also become bewildered by sex life. Therefore it is strictly prohibited that one should not remain in a solitary place with woman, even though the woman is mother, sister or daughter. This is the intention of the sun. Matra sastra duhitrava nāvivittāsane vate balvāni nīyadrāma viddhāṁ savitarsati. This is the order that matra means along with mother, sastra means along with sister, and vihitra means along with daughter. One should not sit down in a solitary place even with mother, sister or daughter. So one may be surprised that nobody becomes hesitated sitting before mother, sister or daughter. But Shastra says, no, they are hesitated. Then you can say, maybe hesitate some fool rested. No, Vidyam Salitarsati, even though one is very advanced learned, they also become hesitated. Therefore, we should be very, very careful. Very, very careful. And another, just like in our society, compulsorily, we have to mix it, all men, not only all men, very beautiful young girls. But if one is not educated, even in this association of beautiful all men and girls, then he is to be considered paramahamsa. He is very advanced. Those who are not paramahamsa may, he is above all these material qualities. So we cannot avoid in our Krishna consciousness movement, that was the problem from the beginning. In India, there is a stigma. between man and all man, dreams intermingle. But in your country, there is no such distinction. Therefore, I got my disciples married. They criticized me that I had become a married man. Anyway, I wanted at least to regulate. That is required. Dharma viruddha kamasmi. Krishna also says. Now, a married man also can be brahmachari. If a married man sticks to one wife and before sex, if he takes permission from his spiritual master, then he comes. Not physically. When the spiritual master orders him that now he can be a good child, then he will be a child. Srila Vidharva Acharya, he has described in his comment that there are two kinds of brahmachari. One brahmachari is naistik brahmachari, he doesn't marry. Another brahmachari is, although he married, he is fully under control of the spiritual master. Even for that. That is, he is also brahmachari. So, why so much restriction on the sex life? Yes, it is. The people do not understand throughout the whole world. They are captivated by sex life, especially in the Western country. Pumsan Sriyo Mi Suni Bhava Mesa. Material existence means a desire of sex life, both man and woman. Pumsan Sriyo Mi Suni Bhava Mesa. Not only in human society, in animal society, in bird society, everywhere. That is material life. Sayur Mitha Hi Vayavanti Mahu. And when they are united for this purpose, the man and woman, they are already attached to the material activities. Then our attachment becomes more and more strong. Then out of this attachment, Janasamoho ayam ahamanomiti. In this way, being at united, then they want griha, apartment to live together. Then they want some land. Formerly there was no service. The grihastha used to produce the food grains from the land. Neither there was factories or big offices to get jobs. One had to produce his own food from the land. The simply apartment will not help. I must require some land for eating. Via Kshetra Suta, then we desire for some children. Suta after, then friends. Suta after. But all these establishments can be maintained by money only, then money. Then, in this way, gradually, janasva mohoyam. We are already bewildered. We are attached to this material world. But when we are united, man and woman together, our attachment for this material world becomes increased. Janasva mohoya, aham mameti. Material world means, I am this body, and in material is, in relationship with this body, everything is mine. This concept. They forget altogether that nothing is mine. Even this body is not mine. Even I am not mine. Everything is Krishna. That is what unless you get to that status of I, that nothing belongs to me. This body also belongs to Krishna. I, as spirit soul, belongs to Krishna. And everything belongs to Krishna. Then you become liberated. Tapastha Brahmacharya. This human form of life is meant for tapastha to learn how to become detached from this material world. And the beginning is this brahmacharya life. Brahmacharya Gurukule Vasan Danta. Danta means self-control. That is real teaching. Either a grihastha leaves, if he a grihastha leaves, even he has got wife, he does not have one side, according to Vedic civilization, there is no sex life except for visiting a nice guy. And that also is Vabharana Samastha. In other words, whimsically, sex life is completely stopped in Vedic civilization. There is everything under regulation. Therefore, Brahmachari means how to control the senses, to keep under his own control. Not that I am not sexually inclined. I must have immediately sex. That is taught because in our society, even Vyasa, is also under restriction as what we speak of Brahmachari. But we should always remember that this human life is meant for controlling the senses. It is simply meant for inquiring about our spiritual life. That is what sex is. Therefore, brahmacharya means you are living under the direction of Guru, Guru Sitam. And Guru Sitam, how can he be simply thinking of benefiting the spiritual mass. Unless that position comes, nobody can serve Guru. It is not an artificial thing. The brahmachari, the disciple, must have genuine love for Guru. Then he can be under his control. Otherwise, why one should be under the control of another person? That's what he said. Acharan dasavat. Dasa means servant. Not only servant, but menial servant. Menial servant means just as the sweeper, the cobbler, like that. They are called menial servant. In India, there is this time, the sweeper class is different, the cobbler class is different, and domestic servant is different. The barber, he is also servant. Defined, the waterman, he is also servant. So, nicha means just like the waterman or the barber or the cobbler, they are less than the domestic servant at home. They are sudras and they are considered less than the sudras, panchama. So, a disciple is expected to live in Gurukul, or Gurukul means at the center of Guru. Nijava, miniature. Nijava. Asaram, Dasava, Nija, Guru, Sudhira, Saud. This can be possible when one is very thickly related with the Guru. Otherwise, ordinary relationship will not do. One has got actually the conviction. Just a prasada, the Bhagavad prasada. One who is convinced that if I can please my Guru, then Krishna will be pleased. This is called Sudhira. Full faith. Just a prasada, the Bhagavad prasada. And if I displease my Guru, then I have no place. In this way, of course, Guru cannot be a false Guru. False Guru has no such thing. If one Guru is genuine and the disciple is genuine, then both of them are very sad and they go back to home, back to God. Thank you very much.